Hello, everyone. Marvin B. here. I'm taking a break this week from interviews and shows, but I did not want to leave you without a podcast. I pulled an interview that I did a few weeks ago for Kaseya's MSP Hot Seat. I was interviewed by Matt Solomon, VP of Business Development, and he asked me 5 questions about my business, about the podcast, and about a job that I had as marketing director. So take a listen to that, and I'll be back with a brand new show next week. Until then, holla.
Welcome back to another edition of the MSP Hot Seat. Today's guests, we have Marvin B., owner of MB Systems. Welcome to the hot seat, Marvin.
Well, thank you for having me, Matt.
Absolutely. So we're going to just dive right in. First job and lesson you may have learned that still kind of applies to your business today.
First job. So let me think. I'm not sure if I remember my first job. I think I was a paper boy.
Okay. You're not the first person who's that's the answer. That's
well, it was either paper boy or I did some stuff with Junior Achievement and I did some stuff at a department store. I hate to say this. I was a model for, for Ivy, which turned into Belk, which turned into Macy's, which is a whole bunch of stuff I did. I did a ton of jobs growing up. I was active in school, student government, sports, clubs. So I did a lot of different stuff. And I'll say probably, I mean, the one big lesson you learn is time management, you know, when you're trying to do so many different things. And of course, if you were late, you either lost your job or you lost your spot on the team, stuff like that. So time management, you know, doing what you say you're going to do, being where you're supposed to be, those sort of things. So I learned to organize and manage my time early on.
No, that's great. Great lessons to be learned early on in your career. So, I mean, you're clearly doing this with better equipment than me. You've been doing a podcast called Pod Nuts Pro. You know, how did that come about and what really made you want to do a podcast?
So I'll say that I didn't really want to start doing this. However, when I came into the podcast community back in 2013 and 14, that's how I was introduced by listening to some other techs on the radio talking about their jobs. And I was saying to myself, that's exactly what I'm doing. The show Podnuts Pro was part of another community, the Podnuts community. So there were several shows that were focused on, you know, Android apps, computer repair stores, and other facets. But this Podnuts Pro had been started earlier by somebody, but had been dormant for 2 or 3 years. So it was something I thought, you know, I can help bring that show back because my focus was on business. And I started it back, got the original creator of the show, and he was on for a little bit with me, and he had to back out. He got really busy with life and work, and so he handed the show over to me, and so I basically just carried the torch.
Okay, and how often are you putting out podcasts?
So the goal is once a week.
Okay.
Sometimes it's 2, which means I don't, you know, have to do every week, but pretty much whenever I can get certain guests. So it's not just me coming on the show and talking out my butt. It's me getting other techs, vendors in the channel. So for the most part, the goal is once a week, but obviously whenever I can get somebody. So sometimes it's more.
Okay. Yeah. And so when we post this, we'll make sure we put a link to your podcast. So that way anybody can just click and take a listen to it. So I was looking through your LinkedIn. I always just try to find different nuggets. And I noticed like early in your career, and I think you were kind of alluding to it, you are a marketing director. And I guess I'm just curious, what was the journey from marketing director to owner of an MSP? That's totally different, you know, areas.
It is. The best way to describe it was I got this job by accident is probably the best way to say it. So when I started out, you know, as I mentioned, Junior Achievement was a really big thing that I was involved in with high school. So I thought I was going to be going the corporate route. So even though I had gone to grad school and gotten some other jobs, I did a ton of jobs from pizza delivery to working in the cafeteria, tutoring at the school that I was at. When I got out of grad school, I got to work with Junior Achievement. The title was kind of fancy. It was really pretty much sales. You go out and get you know, money for Junior Achievement. We also ran events. So I did like a bowl-a-thon, the golf tournament, but the title was marketing manager.
Got it.
And so the journey was that wasn't really doing it for me because I really didn't want to be a sales guy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be, you know, corporate, running the business or doing something. So I bounced around and ended up as director of volunteer services at the local Humane Society. Our Humane Society down here is one of the biggest in the country. But that also wasn't, I mean, it was paying the bills.
Right.
It wasn't paying the bills, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I fell back onto something that for some reason I've been good at computers and I was able to start finding computers, repairing them and selling them to the local computer store. And he was like, when are you going to come work for me? You're building computers better than my guys. And I said, well, as soon as you can match my salary first. Right. And 6 months later, he called me back, offered me a job at the store. 2 years later, we had a little, I don't want to say misunderstanding, but there were things that I thought he could do to expand the business. We had a ton of people coming into the store asking for us to go to their house, go to their business. Instead of them bringing the computers to us, he didn't want to do that.
Got it.
I saw an opportunity. I tried to get him to do it. He said, no, we can't do that. And you can't do that. Mm. And so a week later, I handed him my resume and started MB Systems.
Wow. That's great. So you just jumped right into ownership there. Wow. That's a crazy story, man. And it sounds like you've done every job that there is in the world. Like you've really done a ton of different things early on in your life.
Yeah, there's when I look back at some of the jobs, I'm like, oh yeah, I did that. And then some they're like, oh no, I did that.
I know. That's great. So tell us something maybe you've learned either about your own business or, you know, from your customers during, you know, the COVID, I call them the COVID times, but I think there's been some great stories out there actually of perseverance and things like that. So I was just kind of curious, either from your business side or just something about your customers that's impressed you during these times.
So for me, one of the things that I've been able to, I guess, take from this is I like the way that most of my customers have responded. Most of them have been with me for a very long time. We've been through a lot of stuff together. As you know, down here in Florida, we go through hurricanes a lot. So they're used to having to scramble. And the ones that get it had really no issues outside of making a couple of adjustments and adding some stuff. But the ones who don't get it and the ones that you struggle with during the good times are obviously the ones you're going to struggle with during the bad times. Mm-hmm. So it kind of helped define, you know, good customers from bad and those that trust you or those that don't.
That is a very important lesson, I would say for sure. And last question on the hot seat, has there been a peer in this MSP community? I mean, again, sounded like you dove right into it. So has there been somebody who's helped you as a mentor in this space?
So I can't point to one particular person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the drawbacks to doing a lot of jobs growing up, to being involved in leadership and junior achievement is I thought I knew it.
You know,
just running a business. I was president of this and president of that, but I found out pretty quickly that it's not easy. So early on, so I started the business in 97, and in 99 and 2000, I actually found some local techs who were doing what I did, who were willing to sit and talked with each other. Now, back then, techs didn't share.
Got it.
You know, we didn't want, you know, I got my customers, I got my business, I'm not giving you the secret sauce. Mm-hmm. But I found a group, there was five of us, that we actually formed back then. We didn't have a name for it, but we just kind of called ourselves the Geek Squad.
Okay.
It was two other network individuals, a software consultant, and then a desktop tech. And for 2 years, we met once or twice a month and just shared ideas. We helped each other out. We helped each other with our businesses, ideas, growing each other. We thought at one time we might band together and become a bigger group, but then we all realized we wanted to do our thing. Mm-hmm. So we're still all friends today and we still reach out to each other and stuff like that. So that was the first group that kind of helped in a peer mentality. It wasn't that they were my mentors, but they were good sounding boards.
Okay.
And we were able to help each other out.
No, that's great. And it's crazy the evolution to yourself you're talking about back then. And like now everybody, like the MSP community, it's one of the most like sharing of knowledge communities that I've ever seen in my life. So
yeah, it's funny because it's only been, well, for me, it's been probably the last 8 years that I run across. And I know that, you know, the beginnings of MSP goes back to around 2008, 2010 in that area and stuff like that. But it took me a while to find it, but it also took a while to trust it because then you didn't know, you know, why are you trying to help me? Are you giving me good advice? Is this really working?
Yeah.
But it's a really good community sense.
Yeah. And I don't know when Best Buy came up with Geek Squad, but maybe you could have trademarked it and you'd have a lawsuit today with them. But Marvin, thank you so much for joining us on the hot seat today.
All right. Thank you, Matt.